The K-Rock Football pre-game interview.
Carso, perfect game to see where you're at. Five wins in a row.
Yeah, it really is, and it's a great day for football. I know it's cold, but it's still the ground's in really good condition, and like you say, you always want to test yourself against the best, and we got that opportunity today.
You have a run yesterday, did you? Captain's run?
Yeah, we had a few boys. There was only probably a dozen of us in the end. Just I put it out there to a few guys who have been crooked through the week and or anyone who just wanted a little bit more touch, given that this is obviously a Sunday game. So, yeah, we had a little bit of a light run and a light kick, and everyone got through well.
Carso, thanks for joining us. Really appreciate your time. As always, you've had to make a few changes from last week. Firstly, I want to touch on Sam Clahesi's made his debut for Werribee this morning. They've had a good win, the Tigers. He's had 19 disposals. We did talk about post-game that, you know, he's got the style of game to play at the next level, and he's shown it in his first game. You must be wrapped for him.
Just got news that he's obviously had a good game, and yeah, I've been a big advocate of Sam's since he come across, and I've been pushing him forward as much as I can to Michael Barlow at Werribee, and after last week's game I said, mate, this kid is ready to go, and I look at the stats now and he's had a really good hit out, and credit to Sam, he's a ripper.
Not your only out though, unfortunately. Reed Adams and Aiden Grass among two from last week. Can you just explain to us why those two won't line up this afternoon?
Reed's only just got out of bed since Monday. So he's here, but he just obviously hasn't got the strength. You can't play at this level without sort of being able to train at least once. Hayden Grass pulled out with a cork calf. He battled through the back end of last weekend with that injury, and we just probably thought it's best to opt on the side of caution. It's only round seven. He's a young guy. You know, we've spoken about player management a little bit as well, and we'd opted on the side of caution there. Riley Ferguson is obviously suspended. And there must be one more that's missing. There is a fourth one. I can't think of who that is off the top of my head. But, yeah, it gives opportunity for a few others, and we're excited by that today.
Carso, most people will come today and they'll go, some areas, haven't lost a game forever, they're going to be the favourites. And just from a coaching point of view, it's round seven. How much do you show them now? You don't win any grand finals in May or June. What do you show them today, and then how do you manage that process between now and finals? You're going to play finals, so yeah. How guarded are you? Do you go at them full ball? What's the deal?
Look, I think we will. Yeah, they've been the best side for a number of years now, and unfortunately, COVID probably hasn't been very kind to them. They probably should be in a better position than they are. But, you know, they've won 25 on the trot, and I told the boys that. We're not going to shy away from that. We see this as a real gettable game for us, and we're in good form. We're confident. Yes, we've got some young guys coming back into the team, but we still think they're really capable, and we'll approach this like any other game and have a real crack at them.
Now, we've been very, both Kirsch and I have loved the back line, and we obviously have spoken about Riley's out, but Luke Webb has just been everywhere. But Joel O'Dwyer has been probably one who has gone under the radar a little bit. I suspect he'd probably get Paddy Dowling to start with and give him the go, because he's had a... I'm probably stealing Kirsch's thunder here. But he's been fantastic. He's becoming K-Rock's own. We like these sorts of blokes who just sort of fly under a little bit. He's been really good in the back six.
Couldn't agree more. He's probably... outdone our expectation too. When he came, we didn't really have much expectation. We had word that he was a really solid player up in Yarrawonga or coming from Rennie up there, and he's fitted in like a glove. He's a great young kid. He goes to uni down in Warm Ponds, and you're right, his closing speed and his ability to play taller than he actually is, he's been a real find, and he's fitted in really well.
We're speaking with St Joseph's coach Paul Carson, head of a big clash against St Mary's. He's Matt Kershaw on K-Rock Footy.
So is there any aspect of the game that you work on more or you look at more that you need to sort of dissect of the opposition, particularly St Mary's? You know, they're averaging 118 points for, they don't give away many goals, like, and they've only got a 51.8 average against them. Their midfield's leading the clearances. Is there any aspect of the game, or is it a totality that you look at it all?
Oh, I think if you look at that in total, that's pretty daunting, that they're some pretty good stats, aren't they? And how do you get a hold of them? But the biggest thing we're probably honed in on here is... last week they had something like 91 marks, and 89 of those were uncontested. So the fact that they only had two contested marks really sort of gives me an indication how they want to try to play and move the football. On top of their clearance work, he's obviously elite. They're the best in the competition. But I really sort of feel that they're going to really try to possess it and don't waste any football going forward. They're uncontested. Ball gets, he's probably number one in the competition too. So a few areas we've identified that we feel that we really need to try to nullify, and that'd be a good indicator for us on if we're on today or not.
You guys are obviously averaging 94 as well and only 66 against, so you're not too far off the mark in that regard as well. So should set it up for an interesting battle between both forward lines, in particular both midfields that like going with a contested pill as well. So,
I want to ask about Felix Henderson-Birch. He's played some really good NAB League footy. You give him another opportunity after a couple of games last year. What can we expect from him this afternoon? I know he's not a like-for-like for grass, but he gives you something a little bit different in that forward line.
Yeah, so Hendo, we've tried to get in over the last couple of weeks since the Falcons have had weeks off, but just given our list and how we've been tracking, it's been a bit hard, but really excited to get Hendo back into the side. He'll play predominantly up through the wing and or forward. Big body, moves well. He's built to play senior footy already, I feel. So this is a part of his development, really. Hopefully that might hold him in good stead when he goes back to the Falcons. But if it's not a bigger future for Hendo, we'll see him, at worst case, being a 200-game St. Joey's player. So it's good to give him an opportunity.
The challenges keep coming for Dylan Sharp. Last week it was Tyler Watts. It's been a challenge every week. This week it's Nick Knott.
Yeah, and that it's probably a bigger challenge, I would say. And look, Sharpie, quite naive, wouldn't know half of these guys around
the
competition.
Not was anyway. Who cares?
And the good thing about Sharpie, I don't think he cares until he gets out in the circle at the start of the game and realises how big these boys are. That's generally his approach. We don't have high expectations. We don't put any extended pressure on Sharpie other than compete and give us 100%, and he's doing that so far.
Yep. Personally, you've just been doing some observation with Geelong VFL, obviously not today, but you've had a chance to spend some time with Shane O'Bree. How's that been for your coaching development?
Yeah, it's fantastic, and Cheese has been great for me over the last couple of years. He lets me, gives me sort of free rein access, which has been great, and just to enable to sit in the background and follow him around and listen to the conversations, listen to the teaching, just subtle improvements that hopefully I can implement then and pass down to our team, and good for my personal development.
So is it too early at round 7 to start asking about what Paul Carson's thinking beyond 2022?
Oh, absolutely. I wouldn't know what I'm doing past 6 o'clock tonight, to be honest. Time will tell. And look, wrapped with how everything's going at local level here, and love St. Joseph's, and if I'm here again doing it next year, I'd be over the moon.
Okay. Carso, really appreciate your time as always. We're looking forward to a cracker this afternoon. Give us something to keep an eye out for. Have you got some matchups planned that, you know, we need to keep an eye on for Wombat Gully Plant Farm?
Not really. No, not at this stage. We haven't. Look,
I'm looking at his old assistant coach next to him going, that's
I'm really
that's
backing,
the right answer.
Backing our boys in to do the job. That might change as the game progresses, but I wouldn't think you'd see anything untoward from Aaron.
Are you disappointed as we are that your old mate Ben Maloney's not playing today?
Well, I know there's a couple of boys that are disappointed he's not playing, but
we're disappointed just because we can't refer to the TV ad, you know, throughout the whole call from the Power Corps.
I have seen that, actually, yeah. You would think there'd be better looking blokes at Power Corps, wouldn't you?
Whack.
Nice. Carso, good luck. Really appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Paul Carson joins us in the K-Rock box on a Sunday afternoon.
The K-Rock Football pre-game interview.